Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome to Homemade Business 101. My name is Isaiah. I have the pleasure of introducing the host. You know him. He's everybody's hero, my best friend. Will you please join me in welcoming my granddaddy, Baba Jahi?
Well, good morning, and thank you so much, Isaiah. Thank you for what you do each and every morning as you introduce this show, Home-Based Business 101. We're working from home morning show. Yes, that's right. You're listening to the We're Working from Home morning show. This is our 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8 o'clock Central, 7 Mountain, 6 Pacific. I don't know what time it is over there in Hawaii or Alaska or some other places right now. But, hey, you're listening to our Drive Time morning show called the We Work From Home morning show. And we thank you so much for tuning in. And yesterday, for those that tuned in, you had a chance to hear Isaiah do a special broadcast for the first part of the show about school and bullying and just why it's important for children to be in a safe environment. And I'm so proud of him. Being able to share that information, and those that you missed that, go back and listen to yesterday's broadcast for the 19th of July, that morning show, and there's about a 10-minute interview, the first part of the show with Isaiah, and then the other part is information that we do here on sharing with you about home-based business. Well, it's Friday, you know, and I know a lot of people that's working them JOBs, this and thank God it's Friday. Yeah, you know, Friday, ready for the weekend, you know, ready to get off of that JOB. Well, for those of us in the home-based business world, you know, hey, a lot of times Friday is a good time to reflect on what we've accomplished for the week as we move ahead into the weekend, in which we're able to catch more people because they're off from work, and being able to deal with them in terms of our customer base. That's right. A lot of my customers that I normally deal with, weekend is prime time catching up with them. Sometimes during the week, they're sluggish, their job can beat them up, they're negative, and you know, they need that fresh air, breath of fresh air over the weekend. And on Saturday, they're usually reinvigorated, and I can share some stuff with them. Or, you know, Sunday, I'm able to share some things with them, you know, usually after church, or catch them Monday before they get beat up on that job. And I'm not condemning jobs and not knocking jobs down. I mean, there's some people that actually enjoy their job, you know, and I'm glad for them and happy for them. But most of the people I know, it's going to work. It's just a routine to pay the bills. And even though it could be a better way for them, they haven't decided they want to break that routine yet or take the risk to become an entrepreneur. And entrepreneurship, again, I understand also, you know, I'm not going to make blanket statements. It's not for everybody. Everybody's not willing to take the risk. It's risk-taking. You know, you have to be a risk-taker to be an entrepreneur. You also have to be someone that is coachable, and that's going to lead to what I want to talk about, a part of my topic in terms of this morning, coachable. See, on the job, they tell you what to do, but see, when you're coachable in terms of getting a coach, a success coach, someone to coach you with your business, they help you with making sure that you take your business in the right direction, give you advice. It's like yesterday, I took a complimentary coaching session, and, you know, it was really good. I won't name the firm that I took it with, but it was really, really good. It gave me a 45-minute complimentary session, and it was really good. Now, I said, why was it good, okay? I felt an air of relief when I, you know, about three-fourths of the way through the session. And what did we discuss? Well, you know, basically, they shared with me what they do, and then most of the rest of the talking was on me and them critiquing things and helping me dig into things that are, you know, sort of blocking some of the things that I want to be able to get done. And yes, we all have things that will be blocking us at times from the things we want to get done. And that's what a coach does. A coach helps you move those blockages out of the way. So what do you mean things that are blocking me from wanting to get done? You could have everything aligned right in terms of for your business. Have your home office, we talked about yesterday, have your own home office set up right. You know, have your relationship with your family right, as far as making sure they respect your time, the space for when you're working from home. You have the right products, the right tools. You've been through the right training. But it might be something that from your past or something that's blocking you from obtaining the level of success that you want. You need to dig down deep and find out what it is that's blocking you. One of the things that we discussed in my session is that, you know, I like to give, and there's nothing wrong with giving. Matter of fact, one of your goals should be to get to the point that you earn enough money that you can give away most of your money. But see, until you've reached that point, you need to make sure you have a balance between your giving and what you're doing to build, maintain, and obtain your business. Because you can give to the point that it could deplete you if it's not properly balanced with what you're doing to build your business. So again, there's nothing wrong with giving, because one of the things you want to do is you want to be able to do what you do so you can give, so you can give back, so you can help those less fortunate. But if you're not careful, you give everything away, or you put yourself in a position where you're giving and it depletes you, then there's something that's not working out right, because you should be able, as you give, to balance out in the universe that also opens up more doors for you to get. And the more you get, the more you can give. So, it's, you know, it's a cycle. So, you know, we focused on that some yesterday. And then we focused on making sure that you don't block attraction. Attraction. There's ways to attract the resources that you want. When you put out an intention, then there's two things that happen. You say, there's something that you want to accomplish, you want to do. And when you put out an intention, what will happen is the universe will draw you to it and draw it to you. An example, last night, you know, I needed to send out a correspondence to my tax clients in relationship to an issue I needed to deal with. And within less than an hour, I got a response back from one of my clients, and we'll get responses back throughout the day, the weekend, or whatever. And I sent it out in an email. I didn't use my format I told you about. Also, is it's mobile marketing in terms of doing a text, but this one I sent out in an email because I had to link some links to it, which I was not able to do from my phone. In terms of doing it in a mobile format, so I had to do it like in the old, what I call my old way of communicating, which was like an email blast, which I really, that's not one of my priority forms of communication. I really like doing the text communicating, but for this one, I had to use that format in terms of some of the links and things that I needed to put in that email for people to be able to respond to, go to, pull up, and send and take care of the transaction that I needed to take care of. But the thing that was amazing, but I had prayed on this particular communication all day, and that, also during the session that I took yesterday, the complimenting coaching session, focused on that too in terms of an issue that I'm dealing with and I needed to get out to clients to help me with that issue. And lo and behold, one of the lessons that I've been focusing on and studying, it manifests itself. And again, that was so valuable, because when you set an intention, you set the forces of life to bring it to you and you to it. And I set an intention last night, and within less than an hour, less than 60 minutes, the universe began to bring what I set to me, which goes back to another key phrase. We must know what we want and why we want it. See? And again, this is important in terms of your home-based business, like if I'm not getting into specific things in terms of a particular type of business today and that, but just basically some mindset issues today to help you with your business, your why. But you need to know why. You know, see, this is why we want what we want. You must know what you want, why you want what you want. See, if you don't know why you want what you want, like one of the things that we talked about yesterday in the complimentary coaching session, it's like they said, you know, I'm on point because I'm crystal clear what I want based on what we do. You know, there's things that I do, and that's it. And I don't go beyond those boundaries because I let those forces shape my life. Professional, tax professional, also a travel agent, manage a 501c3 nonprofit, Movements Unlimited, a youth and family development nonprofit corporation, and a business and marketing coach. And that's it. That's what I do as far as businesses. Those are the areas of my life that are wrapped around a business, and they all, you know, they're all integrated and interwoven. And so you need to make sure that you know exactly what it is that you want to do and how to interwoven and wind your business into your life and stick and stay. Something. Again, remember, business is a course in ups and downs, peaks and valleys. When you're riding high, hey, you're happy, happy, happy. When you're riding low, you put it in your heart. You know? And you got to be able to do that. See, too many people I know, they jump from this to that and the other, and they wonder why none of them work, because they don't have no stickability. One of the things, and for you network marketers out there that's listening, if you ever read Mark Yarnell's book, My First Year in Network Marketing, he says that the person that does well in network marketing has usually been with a company for at least 10 years. And I have known people, it seems like every 6 months to a year, and they're in a different network marketing company, and they wonder why they don't see. Don't get yourself tied to a track record. So if you're in a company, hopefully you took the time to pick that company wisely, you know, and that it's a credible company, and I pray for you that it is. And remember this, it works if you work it. So you need to make sure that you work whatever the business plan is for that particular network marketing company, for those of you that are using network marketing as your home-based vehicle. And you got to give it 10 years. You got to give it 10 years. It might take you 5 years just to learn and master the techniques for building the business, and you might not have made a whole lot of money yet. You might have, in the course of that 5 years, you might have basically just broke even. But that sixth or seventh year could be, well, bam, where it explodes for you. But it's because you stuck and you stayed. As Mark Yarnell said, you know, hey, usually those people that stay 10 years hit six-figure income. So if that's the case, then you need definitely make sure you put your 10 years in. You know, network marketing company that I'm in, I haven't put in 10 years yet, but I know I ain't going nowhere. You know, I enjoy it. So the travel industry, travel agent. And, you know, besides the travel component, you know, there's a fun network marketing component to it. And I enjoy it, and like I said, I haven't put in 10 years yet. I've been involved since 2007, which is 5 years, from halfway through that halfway point. And yes, I've made more money than I've put out. I haven't hit the six-figure income yet, but I know I'm on the way. I'm on the way, and it's just a matter of time that it's going to happen. So again, that's stickability, knowing what you want and why you want it. So I hope you define those things for you in terms of your particular home-based business. And then the other thing that you want to do is every day you want to be saying this: thank you, God, for all of the blessings I have and for all of the blessings I have received. Regardless of how bad it might appear for you right now, you are tremendously blessed. The mere fact that you're listening to this show over your phone or on the internet, you are blessed. There's people in other parts of the world out in the bush. They don't have no internet access. And not to say that they're not happy and content with the world that they're in, but, you know, we live worlds apart. And I guess it's relative in terms of to their existence and our existence. But look at the things that you have on the material side that they don't have, but then there's some things on the spiritual side that they have that a lot of us don't have. If we could get that would really help us with this material environment that we're in, to live even better than what we're currently doing. So you want to understand and always be thankful for what you do have and the blessings that you are receiving. It's also important to be thankful. And then remember this: if you're going through something right now that you're not that happy with, that no matter what is happening in your life, no matter what you think will happen, it can be another way. The direction you appear to be headed can be altered. Nothing is set in concrete. Remember, it can be another way. I always focus on that every day when things are not going quite the way I would like for them to go. I know that, hey, thank God, it can be another way. Nothing's set in concrete. Let me focus on how to make things move and use the spirit to help me move things another way. So I took the complimentary coaching session yesterday because, you know, I can't coach other people and not be coached myself. And again, you know, hey, this is Baba Jahi here with the We Work From Home Morning Show. And, you know, we're just doing just cover some random thoughts and pieces to help you have your mindset for working in your business, to take care of your business. And so, hey, but if you got any specific questions out there this morning, feel free to text us at 252-406-0774. Shoot us a text question this morning, and we'd be glad to answer that question. Again, I offer coaching, and I give out complimentary coaching sessions too to see if we're a match. But you definitely, you want to invest in coaching. You definitely need to invest in having a business coach to help you with your business. It will help you move your business along a lot faster when you have a coach, someone that you talk to about your business, share with them what it is that you're trying to accomplish, tips and techniques that they can help you with. You'll be surprised because, see, when two minds come together, a third mind is created. So you definitely, you know, want to sign up for a coaching session. Hey, and I would love it if you gave me a call and signed up for a coaching session that I offered. But even if you don't choose me, make sure you get yourself a business coach. Don't let this go by without doing that. Get you a coach. A coach can also help mentor you. Everyone needs a mentor. See, everyone needs a mentor. I was reading a book called Meet and Grow Rich. They talked about the power of the mastermind group, but they also shared about limitations with mastermind groups. They said that if you're going to be in a mastermind group, make sure that there's somebody in the group that is a millionaire. And if you're already in a group of millionaires, make sure that there's somebody in the group that's a billionaire. Why? Because nobody in the group is going to be able to rise above the levels of what people in the group are in. And what do we mean by that? Let's say you're in a mastermind group and you're masterminding, working to achieve and move forward. Well, let's say the most that anybody in that group makes is $30,000. Then you will not, nobody in the group will break that ceiling because nobody in the group has broke that ceiling. And nobody in the group can share what it's like to be a millionaire because nobody in the group is a millionaire. So as it goes back to a saying that one of the people shared in our business a long time ago, that if you want to become a millionaire, find a millionaire that will mentor you and do what they tell you to do. That was one of the key things yesterday with the complimentary coaching session that I took. At the end of the session, the person suggested to me that materials that I'm reading to do what it says to do. He says, you're reading, I share with them one book I'm going through, Success Through Positive Mental Attitude with W. Clement Stone and Napoleon Hill. He says, they became famous. He said, not only that, they became very wealthy. They became multimillionaires. He says, and what they have in that book is what they say do it. Don't alter it. He said, the biggest problem is that when people get advice, they want to do it their way and not the way that the person gave them the advice said to do it. They say, do it like this. That's how you do it. How do you think they got to be where they at? See? And we said, no, I'm not going to do it like that. I'm going to do it like this. Well, don't expect to get the results that they got and that they share with you that you can get. They're giving you million-dollar advice. And then you want to whittle it down to, you know, nickel and dime advice. Do it your way. Don't do that. Don't try to tweak what they've done because you're not going to achieve what you want to achieve. So again, you know, find yourself a coach, a mentor. It's very, very important that you do that to get your business to the next level. You have to have someone that you can talk to, bounce ideas off of, and they can tell you, well, that's a great idea. Yeah, work on that like this, that, the other. For them to tell you, no. Danger. You don't want to do that. That's not healthy. That's what a coach would do for you. That's what a coach would do for you. Oh, okay, we got a question that came in here. Okay. Why, here's a question a person sent in this morning. Why is it so important to have a business coach? Okay, great question. It is so important to have a business coach because the coach is going to help you balance your thoughts and your actions. And someone that you can talk to and bounce ideas off. See, too often we try things and we do more trial and error and end up with more error than you know, success in terms of things that we attempt to do and want to be able to get done. That's where a coach comes in. And also for those of us that are first generation entrepreneurs, or maybe in my case third generation, but the third generation entrepreneur, but the entrepreneurs that were entrepreneurs in my family, they were deceased before I had a chance to really know them and be able, especially after becoming an entrepreneur, being able to sit and talk with them and get ideas from them about business. You know, so usually for a lot of us, if we're first-generation entrepreneurs, then we don't have anybody in our family that we can sit and discuss business with. I have people in my family that I can talk to about how to get a government job. I'm not interested in getting a government job. And again, when I say these things, I don't want people to take it as though I'm knocking those things. That's not what I'm interested in. I'm interested in advancing and developing my business. I have no one left to talk to about that. The only person I had that I was able to talk to about business and about spirituality with my grandmother, and when she was still here, you know, God bless her soul. My grandmother, she raised my mother and my aunts and my uncles by selling suppers. Or some people refer to it as dinner plates. And that's how she made her money. And she did that in the 1930s, 40s, and 50s. That's, you know, what she did to earn money, keep a roof over their head, and take care of my aunts and uncles and my mom. And so she, you know, she never had any formal schooling or education. Had to do her own accounting, her and my great aunt, which was her sister, my great aunt Gussie. And that's what they did, and they sold Miss Emma's suppers. And she had a good reputation. And, you know, there was several things that I did learn from her before she passed, when we used to sit and talk and sit and go sit with her some days and sit and have a cup of tea and eat some cookies or some gingerbread. And we'd sit down and we'd talk, and we'd talk about business tips and ideas, share with her, you know, some of the things that I wanted to do. My great-grandmother on my father's side, who was a person that owned real estate, she passed the year I was born, so I never got a chance to talk to her about business and owning real estate. She owned real estate during the Great Depression and periods, you know, after that. And, you know, all I know is the stories. You know, I heard that she never worked a job, businesswoman, was very involved in her church and very involved in the community. And I think that's where I get some of those tips and talents from. But I say all of that to say, again, see, that's why we need a business coach, because, and if you got one that's in your family, someone that's been an entrepreneur and still is an entrepreneur and has been a successful entrepreneur, you need to go pick their brain. You need, because, see, that's a wealth of knowledge that we need to, you know, have access to. And, you know, so, again, getting a coach is very important. I appreciate that question this morning about why having a coach is so important. Because it's just like with a basketball team. Now, the coach of the Miami Heat, I don't think that guy ever played a lick of basketball. I don't know. Maybe he has, whatever, you know what I mean? But, you know, I mean, at least Phil Jackson, you know, the Zen master, did play the game, you know, and has done some tremendous things in terms of, you know, coaching basketball. But, again, the coach in Miami, he, you know, he's got all of that raw talent, you know, but he had to help keep them focused on what to do so that they could win. I mean, Pat Riley, you know, the president of the Heat, yeah. You know, hey, you know, Pat was a tremendous coach, but he also was a player too. And so, you know, being, you know, levels of being able to relate. But again, you know, it without the coach, the guys are just out there playing. Someone has to critique what they're doing and help them get to the next level. And, you know, happy for LeBron and them. They won their championship, but they had to humble themselves too. Last year, they was kind of arrogant about, you know, them coming together and they were going to win six championships, and they hadn't even won one yet. And again, it takes me back to a lesson that Art Williams used to always talk about, and those that know Art Williams, great A.L. Williams, that eventually turned into Primerica and became a billionaire. Art used to say, do it first, then talk about it. See, and that's what LeBron and them had to do this year. They had to do it. Now they can talk about being champions because they did it. But last year they talked about being champions without doing it, and Dallas whipped their butt, you know. And so that humbled them. So sometimes, you know, we have to be humble in order to move forward. So again, you know, hey, we shared some a lot of interesting ideas and tips and techniques today. And, you know, again, I'm close out today's show with remembering you want to make sure that you get yourself a coach, a business coach, someone that can coach you to help you move your business to the next level. I'm going to close out with a theme song. I'm not going to sing it for you because I really need to work on that singing piece. But but it's a piece by Paul Hoffman called It's My Time. It goes like this. Hey, there's a feeling inside of me that's telling me I can be more and more who I am. It's a power that says I can. Open up to me, the passion in me. It's a call to rise that's calling me to wake up to what I want to be. It's time to claim my destiny. It's time to let go, get ready to fly, open my heart and reach for the sky. Starting the day, I know the reason why. There's nothing I won't try. It's my time to let the world know I can. It's my time to stand up and declare who I am. It's my time to claim my destiny. It's my time. It's my time. It's my time. Hey, I'm not holding back. I'm not giving in. There are choices to make. It's time to begin the journey that never ends. I create the space I'm living in. My imagination is pulling me. I'm on a path towards success and clarity. I'm in the flow of life for all to see. My intentions are guiding me. It's time to let go. Get ready to fly. Open my heart and reach for the sky. Starting the day, I know the reason why. There's nothing I won't try. It's my time to let the world know I can. It's my time to stand up and declare who I am. It's my time to claim my destiny. It's my time. It's my time. It's my time. When I commit to integrity, what flows from me is authenticity. I will follow my heart because it's telling me it's my time to claim my destiny. It's my time to let go, get ready to fly, open my heart and reach for the sky. Starting today, I know the reason why. There's nothing I won't try. It's my time to let the world know I can. It's my time to stand up and declare who I am. It's my time to claim my destiny. Hey, this is Baba Jahi here on Home Based Business 101. Make sure you join us again tomorrow morning for the We Work From Home Morning Show. And remember, it's your time, it's my time, it's our time to claim our destiny. God bless you. Have a great day.